A Startup a Week, Episode 1, Friday. Previously on A Startup a Week. Our team was presented with the challenge of building a Facebook application in 1 week. The app would let users work together to raise money for a computer lab in Cambodia. Can the team work together and finish the project in time? The challenge. Our team has 5 days to design, build, test, and launch an online application. At the end of the week, the team will present their project to a panel of judges. Can the team come together and create a startup in a week? On Friday morning, our team met up for the last time at the Design Commission Studio in Seattle. Adam and Jay have made great progress on the app, but there was still a lot to get done to prepare for the final presentation to the head of the Seattle chapter of Room to Read.
I'm excited for this thing coming together.
Yeah, I think we're looking good for having something demonstrable today.
3:30, 4 o'clock.
3:30-ish. I'm just plugging in the text that you guys provided for the news feed items. Cool. And all the writers' text. Jay reworked the navigation a little bit to give us one more page to talk about ourselves, which is always important. And so I'm going to plug that in, and then I'm going to just keep chipping away at the homepage. I've got the visualization of the lab on there, but I'm still lacking the progress bar and, you know, the counter. So I need to get that stuff done today. But I've got the data for it. I just need to plug it into the right images.
Gotcha. We invested some advertising investigation yesterday and explored a couple things. We're going to actually go through and make some of those purchases today and set some of those things up. So I think I'll connect with you on maybe getting some kind of small little graphics for that.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Great.
Cool. Let's rock and roll. Project to build the computer lab. And we have this concept of kind of donating a brick, which is sort of like the incremental component that each person will donate to help build this computer lab, which we're going to demo this to Crystal this afternoon. Cool. All right. Thanks a lot. Bye. Okay, guys. So we've got to look at some of the design stuff that we used.
Okay.
So one of the things is from an image perspective, mm-hmm. we only should be using the images that were on their press materials.
Okay. Yep.
So I don't know if we've used anything beyond that, but if we haven't, we need to go back and rework through that.
Let's pull Jay in just real quick.
Jay.
Anyone ever read the brand guidelines, or did Jay read the brand guidelines?
Or Room to Read?
Yeah. So we should probably read those. Okay. She thinks actually Crystal will be a really good proxy because she's been around Room to Read for long enough that she understands how the brand guidelines work and all sorts of stuff, or how the way they message things. You know, obviously when someone comes up to you and just says, hey, we're doing a project with your guys' stuff, you know, there's obviously a little sense of apprehension. You know, so, you are. But, I mean, even though this is going to be kind of some issues that we have to deal with kind of really quickly this afternoon, I don't think at the end of the day, I don't see, they're still supportive. Mm-hmm. It's just there's definitely some concerns.
Right. And it's all good.
And I think it does. And so, we'll deal with that.
Jay and Adam made some quick updates to the images. But would it be enough to get sign-off from Room to Read?
Okay, so we're here ready to do a kind of our final walkthrough, kind of the culmination of a week's worth of work. Pretty excited to show off the app. We've got Crystal Wilson here, who's the Seattle head of the Seattle chapter of Room to Read. Mm-hmm. Crystal, thanks for coming out. Appreciate
sure,
it.
Sure, thank you.
And so I think we're about to go into... Show the app. We're ready to show
yes.
it.
Okay. And we're ready to show it.
Cool.
So I got a one donation request, and that's coming from Adam.
So
we click on the the invite, and I see Adam here telling me about the project. I'm interested in this. I say, lend a hand. And we have to now install the app builder program on my Facebook. So I say, add lab builder. And we land on this page, which is sort of the main canvas page, they call it. And it tracks many different things. It tracks the sort of the progress of the building and how much money we've raised. It allows you to buy a brick, which means contribute or help donate. It sort of tracks the leaders and the top donators, and it can also do things like you can see your, you know, how much your friends have donated, and top refers, things like that. And right here is a counter where we can see already that there's people have bought $14
worth of
bricks. If you want to learn more about the program, we have kind of summed up things here. You can see all the people who have contributed to the program here, and hopefully over time this list will grow to be really big.
The real thing that we want to get across is, you know, this is helping real people as opposed to just kind of buying your friend a virtual flower or something like that. So
that's what's so cool about Room to Read, which we got really excited about. You really feel like it's not just a charity that you just throw your money into the general fund, and at the end of the day, some good things happen and everybody feels nice. You know, at the end of the day, you know, part of our expectation is that we view this as this adopted project, as Room to Read sets it up, and that this will actually end up resulting in a real computer lab someday.
If we actually reach our goal, this is kind of what happens to over time and how the lab gets kind of built.
It being built and see it coming up over time, then actually see it gets perfect tie-in with Room to Read too, because what they do is so much of a direct link that, you know, as you were saying, it's not that you put your money into a big fund, but that you actually can fund a program and you can see that project, and you can actually donate and put a girl through school, or donate to a computer lab, or donate to a school or a library. You're donating to a very, very specific project. So this is just fantastic to be able to see, yes, it really is a computer lab. You're not just donating to a project that will educate students. You're donating to a specific building. It's just a beautiful representation of it. It's fantastic.
I want to say a huge thanks to Adam and Jay. These guys, they've been working nonstop on this application, and the amount of work that they put into this over the course of the week is really amazing. You know, it's one thing just to throw an app together in a week, but the quality of this app, I mean, it's really above and beyond 90% of the apps out there on Facebook, and it's really something to be proud of.
Some of the people we showed it to have been really, they were absolutely impressed. They couldn't believe that this was done in a week. So I think that just is a testament to you guys to the skill and the intensity that you guys brought to the project. So,
well, I think it'll really be a success if we manage to raise $30,000.
Our team did an amazing job on the app, but the project has just begun. In just 5 minutes, you can make a difference by installing the app, dedicating a $5 brick, and inviting 5 of your friends. The person with the largest donation will get to dedicate the school, and everyone who donates will receive updates on the progress of the lab. Thanks for watching.